From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. My name is Jake Longwell. It's good to have your company. We'll open today's program with music of the Danish composer Carl Nielsen. We'll hear his Clarinet Concerto, a work from 1928. This was Nielsen's final major concert work, composed some 3 years after suffering a major heart attack. Nielsen did continue composing, however, until his death 3 years later in 1931. The concerto was dedicated to the Danish clarinetist Aage Oxenvad, who was the clarinetist in the Copenhagen Wind Quintet. This is considered to be one of the two great clarinet concertos of the classical repertoire. The other, which is also included on this CD, is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Clarinet Concerto in A. The featured clarinetist, Julian Bliss, states in the liner notes of this album that this is one of the most technically challenging clarinet concertos for both the performer and the orchestra alike. He goes on to say that each time one listens to and or performs this piece, they can hear something different. The concerto is in four movements: Allegretto un poco, poco adagio, Allegro un poco, and Allegro vivace. As I said, the featured soloist on clarinet is Julian Bliss, along with the Royal Northern Symphonia, under the direction of Mario Venzago.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've been listening to the Clarinet Concerto of Carl Nielsen, dating from 1928, his final major concert work. In four movements, Allegretto un poco, Poco adagio, Allegro un poco, and Allegro vivace, respectively. As performed here by the Royal Northern Sinfonia, Mario Venzago conducting, with clarinetist Julian Bliss. It's from a compact disc on Signum Classics, containing the Nielsen Clarinet Concerto and the aforementioned Clarinet Concerto in A of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. In the liner notes of the CD, we learn that Julian Bliss had the honor of performing the Mozart Concerto in 2006 as part of Queen Elizabeth's 80th birthday celebration, during which time he had the honor of meeting Her Majesty as well as Prince Philip. You are listening to Classics and Beyond, presentation of Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell, every week at this time presenting a wide array of music from the classical repertoire, everything from early music right through to modern composition, and anything and everything in between. Each week I try to offer a different variety of selections from different periods in classical music. I'd love to hear from you with your thoughts and ideas about the program. The best way to reach me is by email, and the address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Again, that's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Also, feel free to visit our blog and website, where you'll find much more information about Classics and Beyond and other programs produced by Quality Radio Productions and yours truly. That's available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Again, that's qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And while we're on the subject of contacting people, why not take a moment to contact this radio station and let them know that you appreciate the fact that they bring you Classics and Beyond each and every week. I'm sure the management would appreciate hearing from you. Moving on now to a work from 1949, the fourth string quartet of Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich. The string quartet number 4 in D major, opus 83. Although the work was completed in 1949, it was not premiered until 1953, when it was premiered in Moscow. The quartet is dedicated to Piotr Williams, the artist and set designer who passed away in 1947. In four movements, Allegretto, Andantino, Allegretto, and Allegretto, respectively. This performance is from the Bloomington, Indiana-based Pacifica Quartet, comprised of Simin Ganatra, first violin, Sibi Bernhardsson, second violin, Masumi Perrostad, viola, and Brandon Vamos, cello. Thank you.
Thank you.
The String Quartet No. 4 in D Major, Opus 83, of Dmitri Shostakovich from 1949. Allegretto, Andantino, Allegretto, and Allegretto, respectively. As performed by the Pacifica Quartet, recorded in the summer of 2011 at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana. It's from a CD called The Soviet Experience, Volume 2, String Quartets of Dmitri Shostakovich and His Contemporaries, released on the Sedil record label, part of the Chicago Classical Recording Foundation. This CD contains quartets 1 through 4 of Shostakovich, as well as the second string quartet of Sergei Prokofiev. Volume 1 of the series, which I also have in my library, consists of quartets 5 through 8 of Shostakovich, as well as the 13th string quartet of Nikolai Myaskovsky. The Pacifica Quartet consists of Simin Ganatra, first violin, Sibi Bernhardsson, second violin, Masumi Perrostad, viola, and Brandon Vamos, cello. The quartet has toured extensively throughout the Americas, Asia, and Europe. They've won numerous prizes and awards at various festivals and competitions, and they are best known for recording the complete string cycles of composers including Shostakovich, Mendelssohn, Beethoven, and Elliot Carter. The quartet has been in existence since 1994. And with that, we come to the end of this edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. It's been a privilege. I look forward to your company again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.